surprise, surprise, going ahead with trying to think about what we do next and what order and what the status is of our delivery of our progress. And this item on the agenda is to update an update on the status of the concrete and glazing system rehabilitation methods studies. So we have a written report that we received late this afternoon from Julie Baston, who's here, indicating the status of those two projects. And I don't know whether everybody's had a chance to review these because they came in so late. Did we even successfully circulate?
I have not seen them.
Okay. So are there copies available for the task force?
No, I gave them to you before this.
Okay. Here. Thanks. Some of this way. There's been quite a bit of communication with the Parks Department personnel and the facility management people trying to establish what the timelines are that we can expect with respect to accomplishment of these projects. And maybe under these circumstances, Julie, would you be willing to present your report sort of to catch us all up on the basics?
Sure. The report, it goes a little more in depth for those that aren't familiar with what the two studies entail. So it kind of, it goes over what those were. So you can kind of read those, but what I'd like to say is in line of, or because of the county board decision to move forward and set a timeline and get these done, we're going forward to try to hit the date on these to get these two tests done. The first part being the concrete testing, which very close to getting that contract signed and getting them in there to take core samples. And that's a study of the actual concrete material itself that was used in the domes. And that will be verification of the projected life of the concrete structure that holds up the glazing system. And that we are asking then in a late spring for them to have that report done and to us. The second, which we're calling Part B, is the glazing system renovation investigation. And that one's a little more entailed. And we're breaking that up into two parts. And what we're saying in this report is that we're going to have that the first part to you before your decision by August versus what we're going to be asking in the RFP. I have the RFP mostly done, a few things to clear up, but we'll be getting it out in March. And this RFP is a little different because we're looking toward manufacturers of glazing systems, people who specialize in glass curtain walls and repairs of those items. So as we broke it up in two parts, the first part is for them to generate the ideas, some sketches to look at, you know, any change in material that might be necessary to fix the problem with the leaking and the movement and the cracking of glass and actually the many, there were many issues on this, and if you've been with us all along, we have reports going back to 2013, 2014 with the deal with the system being, the drainage system being plugged up and the nodes needing repairs. So there's many issues. This one RFP, we're trying to get at least that solution and that idea and then a preliminary estimate with that first part to the task force. Then the second part, which is actually a mock-up and test of we would look at what they present and take the most viable solution, and then we would actually have them manufacture, if it's seals and gaskets or even a different glazing material or extruded parts, they would actually manufacture it. We would have a mock-up section, and they would do some testing. The two key tests I want to see are water testing, of course, so that it's going to work by the time we do all of these, the three domes, and then also the, which if any of you are familiar with the repair work we've done in the past on just replacing glass, about a third of the glass they replace breaks within the first few days just because of movement of the structure itself, and there's issues with the brittleness of the glass and the movement in it. So I would want to be it to be tested as well to make sure that we're not going to be having issues with having to replace glass continuously once we get this done. So those are the key findings, but that second part is harder because without the actual ideas, in which I really have not had anybody tell me they know exactly how to fix this. And so I'm kind of crossing my fingers on this whole investigation here, hoping that somebody really comes up with a viable solution that's going to work and that is an affordable solution for the county. Once we get that first phase done, we'll have a lot better information as to what it actually is going to take to do the mock-up. But I think the mock-up is a necessary part of it. We'll have to get there eventually. But the first part is the deliverable that we plan to give to the task force.
And the estimate that you're talking about would be sort of a range of cost of doing all three domes or each dome? Or?
The general estimate would be for each of the fixes that they would come up with. And then it would also, I'm asking the RFP for them to include additional costs such as if this repair, if they're saying that I've got to take, disassemble the whole thing and I've got a desert dome in Wisconsin and it's going to take 6 months, there's costs associated with maybe building a temporary structure over that and heating and cooling it. There's, they're going to be generalized costs, but they're going to be in depth enough that's going to give us a good idea of the complication of the repairs and general costs. Until we do the mock-up, then we'll have a much better idea.
The attachment includes a draft of that RFP. It looks like it's in very good shape.
Yeah, I didn't, it's still a draft RFP. I didn't mean for it to be presented as part of the task force meeting, but it'll be done soon, and it'll be out in early March, and we'll get it done.
Well, I'm just saying that what I've seen in the draft has a particular time frame for submission and completion, and March 12th sticks in my mind for some reason.
Yes, it's a pre-proposal meeting.
Pre-proposal meeting, which you explain the project to possible bidders and that sort of stuff. So that's
yes. Yeah, the RFP is much more in depth or reporting of what we exactly want out of this study. Actually, I'm calling it an investigation because it really is more of an investigation than a study and trying to find the answer.
On the other one, concrete study.
Yes.
I take it that there still is not a signed contract between the...
We have a preliminary contract, but we have to get the signatures on it. And they know I'm looking for them to get in there, and they said as soon as we decide, we'll schedule when we're going to get out there with the lifts and actually take the core samples. At one time, he had told me he thought it'd take about a week. So it's not a lot of time getting those core samples. It's really going back to the lab and
Nice. Julie, who do you need the signatures from?
Oh, just the owner now, because we've gotten through DocuSign.
The contractor?
The contractor is his sub, so really just the owner, the Pierce Engineering.
Oh, okay. So nobody internal?
Nobody's holding it up right now.
So there was a DBE issue about the...
There was a DBE issue, yeah. They had originally gotten another firm that was going to be doing some of the soils testing and some of the testing, was no longer an eligible DBE, so he had to go out and find somebody that would do that work that was eligible.
So all those barriers to going forward are resolved?
Yeah, and we've got a reasonable bid now, we're at about $67,000 for that portion of the testing, which leaves at least something to do the glazing.
Are you gonna need more money for the glazing study?
We'll see, this is kind of a different RFP than we're used to, it's not really typical. And hopefully I'll get good response, and I mean, that leaves about between $120,000 and $130,000 for the glazing investigation. And I don't know, I wish I could answer that. Until I get the proposals, it's just, it's a hard guess, because it's not just a design, it's a little different.
I'm just raising this because this task force, maybe at some point, if it becomes necessary to do some fund transfers and things like that, our opinion or support would probably be helpful in that, you know, dealing with the whatever processes require.
Yeah, it would, it's gonna be very interesting to me, at least, what the response is to the RFP. And then if some of these manufacturers actually come up with some unique viable solutions for these repairs.
Well, just a comment, Julie, I think you're making great progress on that RFP, but in addition, I think, based on the information we have on the historic tax credits, we should include something within the RFP that says, you know, respecting the architectural integrity such that we can, perhaps in the future, harvest historic tax credits.
Yeah.
At least as one alternative that has to be evaluated.
Well, I think in my mind, I was assuming every alternative was gonna be in light of the historic restoration.
Thank you.
But there is always that possibility that they may go, I mean, especially manufacturers, they may use their own parts and pieces. They may be wanting to go right to their own system and replace everything. We do have to keep tally on where they are, what the historic restoration needs are.
Because, Jennifer, since you're here, and I've had a little bit of experience with this process of historic preservation in the context of the Lake Park Bridge, so, you know, and there was a lot of discussion there about how much of a change can there be in rehabilitating a structure and still meet the historic preservation. And I assume that will be an issue here as well.
It will be, and also in light of that, it's not just a percentage of change of looks, it's the reason for the change, or the necessity of the change. And if there's something in the original design that you just cannot redo because, like for instance, the whole cracking glass thing, we've really gotta come up with a better way to prevent that, and that may be.
Of course, sealing out moisture is a huge issue.
It's not a moisture issue, it's a movement issue.
Well, and above the cracking, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really more about the reasoning. You don't wanna change it aesthetically drastically, but changing pieces and parts may be necessary, and I think in the review process of the historical reviews, that comes out.
Yeah, I think it's a conversation and negotiation between the reviewers and architects, but it does seem to be valuable idea to put something in the RFP that, you know, that's an avenue that may be pursued, and solutions that address that would be preferred.
And there's issues, there's like wire glass is not necessarily even legal to manufacture anymore, it's not a good thing, but we cannot put regular glass in it because if it breaks, you would have shards falling. So you have to have some kind of different glass than originally was put in there. But there's all those issues and things that in this RFP, this whoever's awarded has to go through and look at all of those issues.
Remember in phase two, in that proposal, there was a company that was part of the HGA team that was had a special national reputation with respect to dealing with glazing issues in horticultural conservatories. So there may be other ways that we can work together in terms of getting information about alternatives.
Yeah, that's definitely a good way to do it. Like HG had worked on the birdcage stairs at the War Memorial with me, and we were able to put in the existing system of thermal pane that fit into the single pane. They're small pieces, and there is the problem with that is they cannot laminate, which would prevent it from sharding out. And in those small pieces, they can't laminate it, and we have larger pieces. So there may be solutions out there, but it's definitely a process to narrow down and find what the answer is.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, I actually want to echo Stu's comment about including some aspects of the preservation in the HTC. Can I get the HTC and the RFP?
Okay.
What I'm leery about is sometimes I feel like, you know, going too far with preservation can prevent an effect. Like if something nobody on the ground can see, but it might change, say, something in the witness.
Function.
Yeah. Well, if they actually function, that'd be fantastic.
It would be.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you need to be that detailed, that granular, talking about trying to get the HTCs in there.
Yeah.
But
it varies. It varies. It depends totally on the changes.
Well, there's another aspect to this.
Remember,
Wish Jenny came up with just a preliminary kind of idea that would pretty much re-engineer the in small ways, but in important ways, the way that the glass is held in. And it seems to me that there could be a consequence if the solution you come up with is something like that in terms of bondability, because that would be, in effect, reconstructing rather than repairing.
Well, and I believe their solution reconstructed the nodes,
and not
the arms. And in any process that we would do for this, we would have to go through the City of Milwaukee permit and historic review. I mean, they're going to put us in, even if we're not on the register, when we go for a permit through looking at, does this need to be on the historic radar, correct?
I can't speak to what the city process is.
Well, every time I get a permit, they pretty much run it by their historic preservation office.
They run it every time you get a permit for any property?
Anytime you need a permit to do a renovation, or even if it's not a restoration, but work on a building, they notify their historic preservation office.
If it's designated?
I think they do it every time. But if it's designated, it definitely has to get signed off by them, yes.
Well, because currently there is no local designation.
Not for the dome, correct?
Right. And I
not for the War Memorial either.
Yeah. Just interesting. I didn't know that Historic Preservation Commission looked at anything that wasn't designated.
Well, their planning review, it's pretty much one of their check boxes. So that before they issue a permit, they just run it through them to make sure. That's not designated, but I think they also have asked questions in the past about the stuff we've done, even though it hadn't been designated, so.
Interesting.
Well, thank you. More questions on these?
I do have a question. In the past, I think the RFPs have specified that whoever responds to the RFP could not then respond to the RFP to do the project?
Yes, I have to go through the county's core council to change the wording on that, and it may be in this case that we actually even allow, if there's a uniquely manufactured solution, a proprietary designation on this. So I want to get the wording from them, so that we can legally say yes, even if you work on this, you still can bid the project, but that's not going to be a hindrance.
That's a good question.
OK.
because it seems like it would make sense that if they do a successful test.
Yes, and if, considering who we're targeting for the RFP, if we don't say that, we may not get any bids or proposals on it. So, yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Anything else on this, Roger?
Julie, on the concrete material testing, at the bottom it states, make a recommendation for extending its life and our project when the key structural components may need to be recast.
Yes.
And replaced in order to keep the structure safe for future decades. So are they just making a recommendation or will they also be providing costing?
They are just making a recommendation on the life based on the structure, and then so, and that involves speculation. And there, you know, we know how the domes is built. It's basically hexagonal cast pieces that were plated and welded together, but structure is the hexagonal pieces. And the worst case, when one of those pieces is not patchable or repairable, so you pull it out and you recast it, and it's just a very complicated. Nobody does construction like that anymore, so it would be unique. But that is an option. It's just a very difficult solution, yes. And I would like them to expand on, you know, what they might think of difficulties might be in that process if we do have to take some of those sections out and replace them.
So the concrete work and the reglazing would need to occur at the same time.
Not necessarily. With this report, I'm looking years into the future. We need to get the glazing issues fixed relatively soon to protect the structure. But the actual ongoing maintenance of the structure itself may include repairing and replacing parts of the structure, which can be quite difficult because, as you know, it's a dome and mostly in compression bearing on that piece. So it would be quite the engineering task to design something to take the load off, to be able to pull that piece out. Then you're recasting something that every piece that goes up is a different size and a different curvature. It really is complicated. But it is an option, but I would hope it wouldn't be an option for at least 20 years. I would hope that the structure is doing well enough that would be way future.
Something to worry about, but not right now.
That's what I'm hoping. So it gets really complicated when you start delving into how to do these things.
Anything else on this agenda item?
If I may, I just would like to thank Julie for all your work on this and knowing that it's very complicated. So I just appreciate all the work for what you've done so far and into the future.
Thank you, guys.
Question for you, Julie. Part two, page two, part one. Part two includes actual shop drawings for one of the proposed repair scenarios.
Yes.
How is that chosen?
Once they've submitted part one, then there's going to be a process of multiple people kind of reviewing and discussing several things, being viability, cost, practicality.
And that would lead to choosing which ones. Okay, so that would hypothetically be done in a somewhat open fashion. I mean,
yeah, it could be.
We don't do too much stuff where things happen, I mean, behind closed doors. And, you know, well, we got your model here, but it ain't what we're gonna do. That would be disappointing.
No, and that is something that I don't know that it's the place in the RFP to spell out, but I think I was just going to put as the owner recommended option to do these things.
And the RFP draft involves making presentations to this task force.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. I
anticipating
called for
one
three
at the end of phase one, which we will need to phase two or something?
I called for coming to three meetings to answer questions and talk about progress, and then the final presentation of what they found in part one, along with the report.
Anything else on this item? Going on to the next item, which is the